Mike Tegubin. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you've joined us once again for a few moments of Bible study together. Those of you who have your Bible, if you would go to the book of Jeremiah over in the Old Testament, go to the middle of your Bible and you find Psalms, and then after Psalms is Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, a couple of little short books, and then Isaiah and Jeremiah. We're in Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 29. We're talking about God's great word and the importance of studying the written word of God, which tells us about the living word of God that we're going to be considering in just a moment. Those of you who have a New Testament, you can go into your New Testament to the book of Colossians chapter 1. And we'll be in Colossians chapter 1 in just a moment. But first I want you to note Jeremiah 23:29. We're talking about how that God's Word is powerful. In our last broadcast we spoke about how that the Lord God spoke and brought the universe into existence simply by the power of the words of His mouth. There's great power in God's Word. You remember when the Lord Jesus was walking upon the earth in His physical body and was tempted 40 days by Satan in the wilderness? The weapon that the Lord Jesus Christ used against the devil was the Word of God. He quoted the Word of God. And we've read in Hebrews chapter 11, that the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is our weapon with which we fight against the enemy with. We've read in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. And now Jeremiah 23 verse 29 tells us, Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Oh, yes, beloved, God's Word is like a fire. It burns into the soul of man, convicting him of his sin. I remember, and I think I've related to you, about the time that there was a preacher that nearly got beat up because there was a man in the church service that got under conviction from the Word of God that was preached, and he thought that the preacher was preaching all about his sin. The preacher didn't even know this man, but the Word of God so convicted this man that it was burning like a fire within him, and he was going to beat up the preacher for telling everybody about his life and the way he had been living. And a couple of the church deacons were there, and they got a hold of the man and ushered him out before he could beat up the preacher. But he was going to beat up the preacher because he thought the preacher knew who he was and had gotten some insight into his life and was telling everybody about him, and the preacher didn't even know who he was. It's the Word of God, beloved, that speaks to an individual's heart, that probes into the heart of man and convicts of sin and draws an individual to an acceptance of Christ Jesus as Savior and to repentance of his sin. God's Word is powerful. And if you'll look in the New Testament to the book of Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 17, I want you to notice what the Word of God tells us there concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's begin with verse 13, and we'll read to verse 17. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son? Now, God the Father, verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father. It's speaking about God the Father. And then it's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 14, in whom, in Christ, we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. And it's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, for by Him, Christ Jesus, were all things created. Notice that. By Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities and powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist, are hold together. And so we see, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who is the Creator God. Notice again verse 16, by Him were all things created. Now let's go to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John in the New Testament here, the Gospel of John chapter 1, and I want you to notice who the living Word is. We're reading the written Word, and it's so important that we get into the written Word of God every day and let God speak to us from His Word, for the Word of God is truth, and it is truth that will work in our life to make us more usable to the Lord Jesus Christ, to give us victory over the world system with the flesh, with indwelling sin, Satan and his demons. And the Word of God tells us about the living Word. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And you'll notice it's capitalized. This is someone's name. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we see this one named the Word was in the beginning. He was with God, and He is God. Verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. It emphasizes the Word was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, all things were made by Him. Notice that. All things were made by the Word. And without Him was not anything made that was made. So notice that. Everything was created and made by the Word, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And notice verse 14. And the Word was made flesh. Now it's beginning to give us some insight as to whom the Word is. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now we know who the only begotten of the Father is, because John chapter 3 verse 16 tells us that God so loved the world, meaning mankind, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish but have eternal life. God's only begotten Son is Jesus Christ. But let's get a little further verification about this. Go to verse 17. Notice the latter part of verse 14 again. The Word was made flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Notice that last phrase. The Word was full of grace and truth. Now verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And there we see the connection as to whom the Word is. The Word is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God. How wonderful to realize that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Word of God. The Word who spoke in Genesis chapter 1. The Word who was in the beginning with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. The One who spoke the universe into existence. Notice Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Now, you might be fumbling around in your Bible trying to find Ephesians, and so let me help you. Go to Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, and then you come to Ephesians. So, 1 and 2 Corinthians is in front of Ephesians. So, if you can find 1 and 2 Corinthians, then right afterwards you'll find Galatians and then the book of Ephesians. Ephesians, and notice chapter 3 again and verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Notice that. God created all things by Jesus Christ. And so the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who did the actual creating. He is the Word of God. He is the one who spoke the world into existence. As we read over in Colossians 1:16, all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. We read in John 1 and verse 3, all things were made by Him. And so we see, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the living Word. And thus the Word of God is powerful. And that's why you and I need to get into the Word of God on a regular basis and study God's Word. Now, beloved, the Word of God, the written Word of God, will set you free. It will, beloved. It will set you free. Turn with me to the Gospel of John again. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 8 and verse 32. And I want you to notice this before we close today. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 14:6 tells us who the truth is. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the living truth. And the truth, beloved, sets us free. And God's Word is truth. We're told in John chapter 17, thy Word is truth, John 17:17. And so, beloved, the Word of God is the truth. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word will not pass away. Get into it today. Look into it. Study it. And let God speak to you. Till next time, goodbye.